Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 96, for Saturday, August 8th, 2015, and part of the Dog Days of Podcasting, which, hey, we're back on track. Well, tomorrow, if we make it again, we'll have actually broken our record and have 3 days in a row, but, you know, whatever. Bye, guys. Anyway, so hope everybody is doing well. I have been steadily listening. I am listening to way more, like, podcasts throughout more of my day than I normally do because I'm trying to keep up with the Dog Days feed, and it's a big feed this year. Normally, I have a lot of friends that listen to podcasts like when they work, for example, and I can listen to music when I work, but I can't really listen to podcasts about stuff that I really care about. I can have a complete and total throwaway podcast, like, and this is nothing against This Week in, like, Twit TV's This Week in Tech. I can stick that on the TV while I'm working because, and not that I'm not interested in it, but it's a news show about news that I probably already basically know about since it's the news from the past week. And, you know, I keep up with the tech news as well as they do. I like listening to their jokes, but if I miss something, I'm not worried about it. But for podcasts where I'm actually interested in listening to what the person has to say, I would do way too much, like, pause. Oh, let me pause. Let me jump back and make sure I understood what they said. Let me make a note about, you know, something they mentioned or whatever. So I don't do a lot of podcast listening while I work. So I normally do it when I run, and I do run, you know, a reasonable amount. So I can get in quite a few podcasts that way and do some walking as well, which I'll also do podcasts on. When I'm driving in the car, especially for distance, but even like if I'm driving back and forth to Atlanta, that's, you know, 4.5 to 5 hours each way. So I get a ton of podcasts in. And I had a big hunk of that yesterday, which got me into the second day of the official day of the Dog Days. But I am still behind. So I'm listening the heck out of podcasts whenever I can right now. Working in the yard, all that sort of stuff. Playing with the dogs. And it's Saturday, so it's a good day. I decided to learn from my mistakes. And think about, I'm going to get into a good schedule, especially during the weekdays. But for now, on a Saturday, I decided to do this relatively early because we've got a family gathering in a few hours this evening. My niece is getting ready to go away to graduate school, and we're having just, you know, hot dogs and stuff. So after that, by the time that's over, we'd be heading into the late evening, and I don't want to put myself in the situation where I could possibly screw up. So just finished my run a little while ago. I decided I'd sit down right now. After this, I'm probably going to play a little bit of Destiny on the Xbox One. Because I haven't played in several days since we were gone for a couple days. And then I'll be ready for our little shindig, and bet my podcast will be complete. I did a run and did okay today. But one thing that I definitely just finished doing and I had to get done today is my shoes are completely blown out. I kind of knew that my shoes were not doing well, but for whatever reason, I've kind of been ignoring it. But I put them on early today. We ran a couple errands before I went for my run. And so I had my shoes on and I was really looking at them and, oh, terrible. They're completely blown out. So I just finished ordering them off of Amazon. I wear basically the same set of shoes for several years now. I switched, just did their typical running shoes. 3 or 4 years ago, I got into the lighter and flatter, not completely flat. These are a Saucony. And the Saucony Kinvara series, which I think I started with like the Kinvara 2, maybe. They rev it every year or so, it seems like. I think I started with the Kinvara 2. It's not a flat shoe. I have tried one time. What's the brand name? I think it's Merrell. I've never done the little toed run, like completely flat, like you're running in, you know, bare feet with the toe things and everything. Ooh, no, I'm not a toe not cool. I see people in those, like, you know, on the street or on MARTA or whatever, and I just have to flinch and look away. But I have tried, I think it's Merrill has a, it's flat. It's a very, it's similar to that, like in the, you know, I mean, it's got, I guess, protection, but there's no incline in the shoe at all. I like those for walking, actually, but I do not, I haven't, I tried them a couple of years ago and I did not like, I ran it like twice in them and then bought another pair of Sauceneys. So since then, or even before then, and then I tried those and then I went back to, I've been the Saucony Kinvara series and I'm up to five now. I usually stay for whatever. I'm like one version behind. I believe you can actually get a Kinvara 6 now, but the difference in price between a Kinvara 5 and a Kinvara 6 is like $50. You know, I can buy the Kinvara 5s for about $50, or I can buy the Kinvara 6s for like $100. And a year ago, you could buy the Kinvara 4s for $50 or the Kinvara 5s for $100 because they were the new one. And I'm like, I am not here to deal with fashion in my running shoes. I just want running shoes that are good. I really like the Sauceneys. They're like half the weight of any other running shoe that I had tried before. It was pretty amazing. So I just ordered those on Amazon. They should be here in a few days. In the meantime, I'm either going to have to finish up with these blown out shoes that I'm really noticing now that I'm thinking about it, or I've got the Merrell, the flat shoes. I may try them because I use them on occasion for running or for walking now. But just, I hardly ever remember to pull them out, but I still have them. So they don't have anywhere near, they have just a handful of miles on them. So they're fine in terms of, you know, the bounce and the tread and everything. I don't, and I guess it's worth trying them, you know, just to see if maybe my style has changed a little bit. I've gotten more used to the flatter shoes. I think the Kinvaras that I wear are, and I don't even, I'm not even that big into the different running, you know, the variables and stuff, but these are like 4 millimeter drop from heel to toe versus being completely flat if you're wearing one of the ones that's like all natural barefoot running. So 4 millimeter, not much, but still it's a little bit different. And I do notice and like that little bit of heel action better. So just finished that on Amazon. And, then I have to sit down, do the podcast, get that completed, and we'll finish off the evening. Like I said, probably a little bit of destiny here in a second. So that's it. It's been a pretty quiet and nice day. Didn't do too much. Filled up a bunch of bird feeders because I had been out of town for a couple of days and was low on bird seed as well. I guess I might talk about birding. I think I talked about it last year, but because at that point I was already kind of getting into the bird stuff. But since Charlotte got me a bird nerd t-shirt for as one of our my anniversary presents this year, I've continued on in the bird realm. I'm going to be one of those angry old men standing out there shaking my fist at people that bother my bird feeders, or that I think are bothering my bird feeders, whatever. So yeah, that was about all. It's been a pretty quiet day. I liked it. There was no problem with that. And I'm looking forward to our little shindig this evening. So I think that's it. This has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. My website is kenzoid.com, K-E-N-Z-O-I-D. My email is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. My Twitter handle is also Kenzoid. I am Kenzoid most places. If you're looking for a Kenzoid, and you have, I've got kenzoid.tumblr.com, which I hardly ever use anymore. Most places you see a Kenzoid, with the notable exception of YouTube. I was not able to get it. I think I tend to grow and grab that as fast as I can, but I think there was a Kenzoid on YouTube before Google even bought them. And so by the time I got there, I couldn't get it. And I had to get I think it's kenzoid-com or something like that. I don't remember what my YouTube account name is. But we've got Kenzoid, or we've got Twitter. Oh, gosh, you may be hearing dogs in the background. I've got Twitter. We've got Google+. We've got Facebook. So all the links are in the show notes. And this podcast has a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike version 3.0 license. So thanks so much, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. See ya.